everyone. I'm so glad to see you here this morning. I have got a friend with me to help me with our children's sermon this morning. So raise your hand if you have ever been on a treasure hunt, sometimes called a scavenger hunt. Have you ever been on a treasure hunt? Yeah? Well, how about this? Have you ever looked for something in your room that you had to look really hard to find? Yeah? So sometimes when we go on a treasure hunt or a scavenger hunt and we're looking for something, we have clues that help us find it. And sometimes we have a map where X marks the spot. And when we find it, it's usually something great. So in the movies, when they go on a treasure hunt, they may find a big chest full of gold coins or jewels. But when we go on a treasure hunt, you may find a toy or some chocolate or something really cool that you really wanted. Maybe your parents sent you, gave you clues to find something that you really wanted.
Treasure hunts are a lot of fun. Whether you've been on one or not, I'm sure you have things that you treasure. These are things that you love. It could be a favorite toy or stuffed animal that you love to play with. Maybe it's a side baseball or basketball. Something I love and treasure is the necklace that I'm wearing. I love it because my mom and my sisters have the same one.
So did you guys know that the Bible talks about treasure? In the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Jesus talks about treasure. He tells the people not to store their treasures on earth, but to store their treasures in heaven.
Now I know what you're thinking. How do we get our stuffed animals into heaven? We can't. Jesus is just saying that the things we love the most shouldn't be things at all. Instead, we should love Jesus more than we love our stuff. And we should love people more than we love our things.
And when we do that, we'll be storing our treasure in heaven. So the things that you love right now, you'll eventually outgrow. You may lose a favorite toy or it may break. The t-shirt that you absolutely love to wear, one day you will outgrow it. All of our things will one day give out, the batteries will stop working, but if we store our treasure in heaven, then that will never give out. That will last forever. And God's love is the only thing that lasts forever, and that is great news. Let's pray.
Loving God, thank you that your love lasts forever. Help us to love you more than anything else in the world. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.